Now joined on the pregame show by a guy who could have been last week's Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, Andres Galan. 10 strikeouts, 6 shutout innings. Just an outstanding outing, and you've been off to a strong start here with the River Dogs after your promotion. What's been a big key to your success?
Honestly, the energy is good amongst the team. The fans are great. Levy, our pitching coach, is amazing. He's been helping me make a lot of changes, and I can't take all the credit. They've been a huge help in getting me settled in, and it's been a lot of fun.
You know, it's a big adjustment going from playing on the complex to where you're not playing in front of a lot of fans. You're playing on backfield sometimes, to jumping here to Charleston, where it's a packed house and a lot of different stadiums, not just here. How's that process been for you?
It's been awesome. I've always loved playing in front of fans, and you know, they get rowdy here and they get loud, and you can hear them, you can hear the support, and it's a lot of fun playing in front of them. And honestly, it helps a lot. Like, I think I speak for everyone on the team when I say we just love all the fans.
How do you feed off that energy? I know that noise can probably make a lot of people nervous, but how do you channel that?
I'd be lying if I said at times it didn't make me nervous, but honestly, it's so much fun and it's so exciting. And you know, I used to get really nervous in front of a lot of fans, but not anymore. Now I look forward to it, and I'm hoping there's a lot of fans because I love the energy. I feed off the energy, and I think it makes me a better pitcher and a better competitor.
Now, you were drafted out of Cal, and obviously Pac-12 conference, RIP, was really good competition and a lot of good environments there as well. How much did Cal prepare you for this?
A ton. I mean, Cal was great, and the whole conference is great, and it's sad that it's no longer around, but Cal was awesome. I had the pleasure. I had a handful of different pitching coaches that, you know, preached different things, and I was able to learn different aspects of the game. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun at Cal, and it was a really good time, and it prepped me a lot for minor league baseball.
Now, I know we were chatting a few weeks ago that you grew up a Cal fan. What was that process like for you, going from dreaming of wanting to play at Cal to getting recruited by a few colleges and then going to Cal?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. It was a complete blessing. I grew up with a Cal fan, obviously. My Uncle Mike played at Cal for 3 years, and we just have Cal blood running through our family, and it was just the most ideal situation. It was an hour and a half away from home. It was a great education, and I got to play in the Pac-12, which was the best conference on the West Coast at the time. So, I mean, it checked all the boxes, and it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Now, you're bringing up your uncle, and I know in a few interviews you've pointed out his influence. Just to have somebody that has gone through the minor league experience before you that can tell you, hey, this is what it's going to be like, how much easier has that made things for you?
A ton. He's been a great role model since I've been a kid. For a long time, I wanted to be a hitter, and I tried really hard to be a hitter, so I had hitting lessons from him since I was 8 years old. But then when I started to fizzle out into just pitching, he was more of like a mental coach. Like, he's always been in my corner, always pointing me in the right direction, telling me to compete. So yeah, it's been great to have him.
Now, you started at Cal as a two-way player. One at-bat, one hit, a double, right?
Yeah.
So you batted 1,000 in college. Now, I'm curious, how did that experience make you a better pitcher? Even though you didn't get a ton of at-bats, but you had that mentality, how much does that help you even now?
It helped a ton. It's pretty funny looking back on it. I tried really hard to be a hitter. It didn't work out. I think it just made me a better man and a pitcher. It taught me struggle, because up until that point, I didn't struggle a ton. Then I got to college, there was a lot of struggle, especially with the bat. So that's when I kind of realized I wanted to take pitching more seriously. I was a little more gifted at it. So, yeah, and then that made me a better pitcher. And I went to summer ball next year and worked really hard on pitching, and then just kind of left the bat behind.
What position did you play?
I played corner infield like most of my life, and then sometimes in the fall, they would put me in corner outfield.
You bring up that failure point, and I think that's something that a lot of guys experience, maybe even for the first time in pro ball, but for a lot of guys it's in college when you really struggle for the first time. What was that like for you, and how did you handle it?
I mean, struggle sucks, but like I said, I think it made me a better player and a better man. I didn't pitch a ton my freshman year, which really sucked, but I went out that summer, and I took my craft really seriously, and you know, I kind of realized that talent wasn't going to take me the whole way. If I wanted to be serious about baseball, I was going to have to put a lot more effort in. And I put a lot more effort in, and things took a turn in the right direction from there.
Now, kind of diving into the nitty-gritty of it, in terms of pitches, I was reading that before the draft, you really were working on your changeup a lot. How much has that pitch developed, knowing that you're going to need that to get lefties?
That the changeup's always kind of been a struggle for me. I'm more of a high slot pronator, so that means high slot pronator. That means I carry the ball a little bit better, and then I'm able to get behind a slider decently. So the changeup has always kind of been a struggle for me, and I've worked a ton on different types of changeups. But recently I've been throwing a newer one. It's kind of new to baseball. It's called a kick changeup, where you kind of spike your middle finger and you don't have to worry about pronating as much because I don't get to the inside of the ball super, super well. I've been working on that. That's one thing me and Levy have worked on a ton, and he's been a really big help in that process.
You know, being in the pros and looking at all the different resources that you guys have at your disposal, what are maybe some of the favorite tools that you've used or gotten to utilize maybe for the first time here with the Rays?
I just think the Rays know way more than most people in baseball. I think we have some of the most knowledgeable coaches and knowledgeable coordinators in the world. I'm grateful to have them and all the tools they've given me and the direction they point me in. I know it's the right direction. There's a lot of stuff that's advanced measures and stuff that we don't get to see that they just handle and kind of relay to us. They do a really good job of pointing me in the right direction and pointing everybody in the right direction.
You know, last to kind of finish backwards in chronological order, 10 strikeouts, 6 innings. Have you ever had an outing like that?
I've had some outings where I've gone deep into games, but I went back and looked, and I haven't punched out 10 guys in a game and probably since high school. So it was pretty cool to do that again.
Especially against a lineup like Carolina, one of the best in the league. Andres, appreciate your time, and best luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.